I only had a chance to see the last few seconds of this film, but the conception of it was such that I wanted to see it all, and I think it's appropriate to see it here. So Carolyn's an archivist and a filmmaker, so and a good friend of Orphans from the beginning, I must say.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for inviting the film. Let's see, among the films I've collected over the years includes a group of films that came out of security cameras from banks, currency exchanges, and grocery stores. It's a long story how I got them. I won't get into that now, but they were on their way to the trash bin at Chicago Filmmakers, so of course I had to take them. One of the things that interested me in working with them is that they were apparently films that were made by no one for no one, so it's hard to find a better orphan. they had no parents to begin with. It's a bit immaculate. So the one I chose is, they were all a little bit different but similar. They were also what I would call natural-born flicker films. The camera that was used to shoot them is called a regiscope. Last time I checked, they're still being made, although in a kind of new and digital form. These films date to the early 1980s, I think, when the images were being recorded onto 16-millimeter black-and-white negative film. The cameras had two lenses. They would photograph simultaneously. One frame would be an image of a person, in this case, standing at the check cashing counter of a Piggly Wiggly store in Wisconsin. It would be a picture of their face, and then the next frame would be an image of the check that they were cashing. And so the frames just alternate like this throughout the film. It's about 2.5 minutes long, the original reel, and it's really assaultive when you watch it just raw like that. And because there was so much action and information in the frames, I wanted to see more of that, so I slowed it down. So it's about 7.5 minutes now, and I added a soundtrack. Other than that, I've cut nothing in the film, and I've not altered the images. So any irregularities, altered rhythms, and things like that you see are either mechanical or mysterious human errors. I don't know if a human actually was behind the camera pressing the button to release the shutter, or if it was an automated process. It might have been a little of both. So that's it. Thanks.